Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. You're good?
I am, you know.
You got your little crumpet blanket on?
Well, it's bloody Baltic in
Rosie's
this studio.
Got a giant crumpet blanket, which we got given off Warburton's years ago.
And I've got the radiator in between my crotch.
Yeah, I can hear it rattling every now and then. It's a little
that's
oil
not,
plug-in
radiator.
It's not
radiator. The radiator, Chris.
Right, that's just your crotch.
That's my vagina.
That's your rattling, like, what they're called, Marley and Marley. Is it Marley and
the
Marley?
The chains.
Oh, it's just Jacob Marley in it, but Marley and Marley, because I've just been watching A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that's
my Marley
only reference.
And Marley. Ooh.
Such a good film, that, you know.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad they've never tried to replicate it.
But you know that is a replication of something else.
Yes, I know it is,
yeah.
But Muppets nowadays...
Muppets wasn't the original one. When Charles Dickens wrote it, he didn't think, I'll have Gonzo playing me.
No, I know.
No.
But nowadays, they're usually... That's about 20-odd-year-old, that film. If not, no, more.
Yeah, it's probably
more.
Older than that, yeah. Crazy.
Ooh.
Crazy, but all good. Hope you're all well out there. Hope you're keeping your head screwed on and getting everything sorted for Christmas. I've been rapping. I've been rapping in the middle of the night.
Mm.
I've been rapping presents as
you
well.
You were done by 10 o'clock.
That, for me, that is the middle of the night, right? When I'm at home. When I'm at home, I like to be in bed nice and early. Nice and early. But it's freezing cold in the room. We're here. We hope you're all right. And we're going to crack straight on. Before going any further, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, obviously, for just being part of our daft little world. And again, a big shout out to everyone on the tour who's been amazing as well. But before we go any further, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. It's episode 248, by the way. This week's sponsor is... Desperately trying to not catch your kid's bug while still attempting to parent them.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh, you're not welcome. Yeah, cuddle daddy, but don't breathe on us.
You, I mean...
Here's a cuddle, but don't look at us. Face
when
in the
I,
way.
When
coughing
I
in that
gave,
cushion.
Race had a bug. He's had a sickness bug, right?
Horrible.
Genuinely, touch wood.
No. No,
what?
Don't say anything.
I'm not
don't
saying
say
about it. Us. I think he's a lot better.
Oh yeah, he's a lot
fucking
better.
Hell,
yeah.
Let us speak.
Sorry, I thought you were gonna jinx it by saying something stupid.
No, I haven't said anything like that.
Because he blatant caught it at nursery on Friday and then started being sick yesterday, which was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I am. If we're both on stage in Liverpool or Newcastle, probably by the time frame, or maybe even Birmingham tomorrow, and we start throwing up and shitting ourselves, then that's why.
Yeah, I've thought about it. I've genuinely thought about it a lot.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm like, well, I might have to wear like pads.
On your ass?
Maybe. Chris, I was lying in bed last night thinking about what if I shit myself on stage. Because I said to you, I was like, is there any contingency plan for if either of us were ill? It's like, no, you just
no,
got to go
gotta
and do it.
The show. The show
oh
must
my
go
God,
on.
The show must
so
go
I've
on.
Done, I've said before, I'd, Milton Keynes Stables, me and Carl were both in the cubicles, a cubicle next to each other. I was shitting my back end out.
Oh,
Carl was shitting his back end out while being sick into the sink that was in front of him.
Jesus.
And the tour manager popped his head in and said, 5 minutes till showtime. And we both went, okay. And we both wiped our mouths, wiped our asses, and went and got on stage. Like, Carl went on first, then he came off and he was sick again. And then I went on. I've done, I think it was Aberdeen. Yeah, Aberdeen
when, I knew
Music
you
Hall.
Did it when you had a sick book.
I did the whole thing with a sick book at the side of me, at the side of me at the floor. And they... It was, again, big... Aberdeen are always an amazing crowd.
Mm.
Big love to anyone who was there. But after each punchline, the moment where I had to hold the sick back, I feel like they enjoyed that more than the actual jokes.
Oh, fucking
I was literally like... Duh, 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 and I'd stand and go... And they were like... Oh! I had to cut the show, 3 minutes short, no one complained. Because I just think they could tell that I wasn't bullshitting and they knew that I was really, really in a bad way.
Oh,
so that might... Hey, that might be you this week.
Can't wait. It will be me because I'm the one who's had to bloody nurse him through his...
Nurse him. I think you find I did all the biohazard tidying up yesterday, though. Hell of a day, that. Christ, I had the washing machine on non-stop.
Well, I didn't. He was sick six times during the night. Yeah. Didn't catch it once.
hey, I know, because I went to the bath where you put all the bedding. It's a weird thing as well. When your partner's been with the kid and the kid's been being sick and they go like, oh, look, I've just thrown all the bedding in the bath.
I didn't ask you to do it.
No,
you're
no.
Very
I
very much off
yeah, yeah,
of
it. Of course, no.
I would have done it
we're
myself.
We're a team. We're a team. I've sorted it. You were looking after him. I sorted it. So you go, oh, there's a pile of pyjamas on top of there. And you get the pyjamas and you go, oh, there's not much here. Yeah. And then you get the next bed sheet and you go, there's not much here. And you realise you're going through, like, they were the final ones that you put on where there's just a bit. I got to the bottom and I was
like, main meal's at the bottom because that was the beginning.
My God. I was like, what you talking about? Throw them away. These are all clean. Gosh, it's so ridiculous. These, I got the bottom. I was like, bin liner. Just fucking bin liner that bed sheet. Oh, my God.
By the end, it was just bile. Like, it was just water. He was drinking water.
Oh,
it was just water.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
But the first bit... Oh, Jesus. Oh. Did he have kidney beans?
You know, it was Levinovich fruit bread that he had before bed.
Oh, like sultanas and that. I was like, what?
Horrible.
3 o'clock in the morning, I was like, is these kidney beans in here?
Oh, Jesus God, Christ. 3 o'clock in the morning. Is he had a chili? who's made this kid a homemade chili?
Well, he gets mad meals at nursery, man. You see what he gets at nursery?
Yeah, but he was fucking sick on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, true.
Jesus.
But I've seen some of the mad stuff he gets.
They've done it. They did, used to do it at Robin's nurseries as well. I want to go in and give everyone a slap and go, can you just...
Kids didn't like quiche.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets, chips, beans, fish fingers. Like, I go, did he eat his dinner? Oh, it was hummus and lentil soup. So no. Well, never in the fucking world. Never in the world. He didn't have hummus. He didn't have hummus and lentil soup, did he not? Oh.
Salad, remember one salad? Robert, that was Robin's nursery. He didn't touch his salad. Oh, did he not? Did he not touch his salad? Oh, I imagine he didn't.
Sorry, these 3-year-olds didn't want their salad. I can't believe that.
Wow, crazy madness. Salad. I didn't start eating salad till my 20s. I'm not even joking. I didn't have a salad until I was over, possibly even over 25.
Even now, I sometimes get, you did it, did you? You got a bag of salad out the fridge and you went, I'm not even going to bother.
It's mainly water. It's nothing. Like,
you got to have some vegetable or something instead. Yeah. Like, I'd rather have a raw carrot or something. But I'm not enjoying it, but I'm doing it because I don't want to die tomorrow.
I've not touched their quiche and salad. Yeah. Oh, God.
How's he been today? Yeah, he's been great. Honestly, he didn't even dip his caviar. Didn't have a dip in his caviar. Unbelievable. Listen, he ate all the courses, but he didn't want the sorbet in between courses. And we're all shocked.
What kind of nursery do you think he's at?
I don't know. I'm aiming high. I'm dreaming big. Great. Hey, there was a time when hummus was extremely posh for me. I remember when I had a party, and I hadn't been doing stand-up long, and I'd been to that London, and a mate of mine had given us hummus for the first time.
Yeah.
And you know that.
You love hummus.
Well... Russell Kane, comedian Russell Kane, he used to, whenever he saw us, he just used to shout hummus is lush because I got introduced to hummus by another comedian, but while I was sort of supporting Russell Kane and I walked into a dressing room when I saw Russell Kane and I was like, have you had hummus?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I went, it's lush. And he was just like, he couldn't believe it that I'd never had
God,
it before.
Oh, God, you're such an uncultured swine.
This is the worst bit. I'm sure I've told you this.
I didn't know hummus is lush.
The comedian who introduced us to it was called Chris Martin. Uh-huh. Obviously not Chris Martin Coldplay, but Chris Martin. He lives in America now. He's doing very well in America. And I went to his house, his mum and dad's house. That's how young we were. He lived with his mum and dad's. And he was doing pita breads in the toaster. And he was like, yeah, do you want that? Have you had this before? And I was like, what is it? He was like, it's hummus. And I was like, what? And he was like, it's kind of like garlic dip, but like not. He was trying to explain it to us. And I had it. And I was just like, fuck, I couldn't believe it. And I went home to Manchester where I lived at the time where I was renting. And I bought so much of it and so much white pita bread, I made myself constipated.
I know that.
I made myself constipated because I just ate it constantly. I remember waking up the middle of the night with a really bad pain in my stomach. I was like, fuck, I need some water. And I had some water and I felt the hummus and the pita start working its way through us. And I was like, right, I need to stop doing that.
Unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not that keen on hummus.
This entire marriage has been a sham.
I'm not. I'll eat it, but it's not. I'm not that bothered by it. I find it a bit shit. Bit shit. It's just chickpeas, you know.
Caramelized onion hummus?
Nah.
Red pepper hummus?
Nah.
Spicy, do you know what I do like? Sweet chili hummus?
No. Baba ganoush. Love a bit baba ganoush.
Babadoo babadoo baba ganoush.
Or tzatziki. Or taramatalata.
I do like a baba ganoush, to be fair. Mm-hmm. I never really say it in the shops.
Nah. I think it's a bit complicated to make.
Right, okay. There we go.
Yeah, hummus. I could make you hummus, you know, if you want.
No. No. I'm all right. Honestly, I'm enjoying how regular I go to the toilet at the minute. I feel like you making us one. I don't like giving you compliments, you know this, but I feel like one you would make would be incredible.
Oh, that's nice. I thought you were going to be a dick.
No, and I feel like it would be...
a dip central.
I'd be like, oh, yes. Bring that lorry of white pitta down. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, I'm married for that. Please don't ever make us hummus, because I feel like I would die.
Listen, for your birthday...
No.
I'll make you a vat of hummus.
Sir, your hot tub of hummus.
Do you know what I would quite like for Christmas? Have you got us anything for Christmas yet?
I can neither confirm or deny.
I'd like a bread maker.
Oh.
Like a bread machine.
Do you not just put some in the fucking oven?
No, because you've got to knead it and that. This needs it and stuff.
Oh, right.
I'd like a bread maker.
So you want it to be easier than putting it in the oven?
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what's even easier than that?
What?
Going to the fucking shop.
I know it is, but bread. I would quite like, oh God, I'll buy me one. Just think if you hadn't got us in, then yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm going to Google them now.
Oh, no.
While you're sending it over.
Oh, I hate it when you do this.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's, I was going to say, edition of Shag Married Annoyed.
Yeah.
Just been checking out the bread makers.
Really good. Honestly, bench space. We're running out of bench space. There's air fryers, there's toasters, there's all kinds on that
there
bench.
There is too much.
Coffee machines. Too much. Honestly, mm-hmm. We're not going to, it's going to be like bloody walking into Dixon's shortly, just seeing a load of just shit everywhere.
It's just so much, there's so many gadgets to buy nowadays. Like, it's so exciting.
You just watched a video there for a bread maker, mm-hmm. and the woman on the video, mm-hmm. just, it looked great to be fair,
yeah.
Which was like, you can set it and you can wake up to fresh bread every morning. I'm not one of these dickheads who cuts bread out, but I used to be Captain Bread. Like, I ate a fucking shitload of bread. Everything I ate was bread based.
I haven't ate bread for ages, actually.
Well, what are you doing then?
I don't know. I just love the idea of it. The kids eat bread. I love the smell of bread.
Right.
Oh, don't get us one, actually. You're right. Because I will really eat it.
I'm going to get you, right? I'm going to get you some bread perfume.
I would love that.
Spray it on and you just smell like a hot loaf of bread all day.
Fucking mate. I'd get so much action. Like,
again, I'm not...
Imagine. Bread perfume.
You get a fucking yeast. You get a yeast infection is what you'd get. I'm not these cut out bread dickhead. I'm not, but I have tried to sort of cut
eat
down
less.
On how much bread. Because I think I told you once before, mm-hmm. when me mate Michael was at uni, mm-hmm. I went down to his house in Leeds, mm-hmm. and I stayed with him. And I came in drunk one night, and he went to bed, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna make a sausage sandwich, mm-hmm. and we put the sausages. Oh no, he was in the kitchen. We put the sausages in the frying pan, mm-hmm. and while you know sausages take fucking ages,
yeah.
He got two slices of bread out for him and he got two slices of bread out for me of a brand new loaf of bread and pissed. I buttered and ate the rest of the loaf of bread while we were waiting for the sausages.
How are you so thin?
Don't know. He's malnutrition. He sent us to the shop in the morning to buy another loaf of bread, like raging. He was like, what the fuck did you do last night? And I was like, just while we're waiting for the sausages, buttered a slice, ate it. But people who leave, and you've started doing this now, you've got a little butter dish, mm-hmm. now in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. That you put like butter in to go, mm-hmm. to room temperature.
Yeah.
Have you noticed I never top that up and you always kick off because I never top it up? Because
mm.
I don't. Room temperature trust butter yourself. Is dangerous for me.
Okay, all right, okay. Ah.
Dangerous.
How the tables have turned.
Yeah.
So you have my life for the fact that I can't have crisps,
yeah.
in the house.
Yeah.
Yet here's Mr. fucking baked goods. can't be around a knob of butter in case he downs a loaf of bread. How dare you? Pot kettle?
Speaking of pot kettle, last night when I was wrapping presents for certain individuals that we know, I ate a full tube of Pringles.
Kids, by the way.
just in case anyone's like swearing.
If anyone has got their kids around whilst listening to this, they probably should have the kids taken off.
Fair enough then.
Unless they're like tiny and don't understand.
Right,
but
yeah. There's one thing that I don't ever want to ruin for anyone, and it's that. It's the big the big man with the beard.
Of course.
Full tube of Pringles last night. I watched probably 2/3 of Die Hard while wrapping presents, two bottles of Corona. One full tube of Pringles.
Good for you.
Full tube.
Did you love it?
Went for it. The whole time I was just like, I'm becoming rosy. It's completely true what you say about Pringles. What's the slogan?
Once
you open it up and then you start eating them out of it, once you've opened the tube and you start to consume them, you can't return to a state of not consuming them. That's the slogan.
Oh yeah, that was definitely on the advert in the 90s. You prick. Babadoo, 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 ba. So just speaking of Pringles and that, we're on tour at the minute, and I'm trying to be good. I've lost a little bit of weight. I'm feeling quite good.
I know exactly what you're going to say, and I can add to this, but yeah.
So a couple of weeks ago, we were getting pizzas after the gig, and I was like, I can't be eating pizzas at like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot. Like,
do you know what I mean? I'm not pissed. It's just I can't be eating pizzas. So I was like, right, we're not going to get any. And so last week, Chris and I got into bed and watched The Office after a gig, ate three buckets of crisps each. I was like, might as well share the pizza.
Three buckets of crisps.
Might as well share the pizza.
On the trot. Oh, I was crunching them crisps so loud I couldn't hear The Office on laptop.
Squares.
I thought you were going to mention the fact that at the beginning of the tour manager said, right, what do you want in the dressing room?
Oh,
and I was like, right, I used to have like Twixes and stuff. I was like, right, none of that. Bananas. You were like, yeah, nuts.
Apples,
pistachios. We got a week in and we had to go, right, you need to stop buying them because we're not eating them. Like at one point.
There was a fresh six-pack of apples at every gig. I've been taking them home. We can't get through them quick enough. It's ridiculous.
Sorry, just wanted to flag up. We're not as healthy as we thought we'd be at the beginning of the year, so can you please, the nuts and the bananas and the apples, you need to cut them right down because we've got a fucking surplus now. The kids are sick of apples and bananas.
Robin's going to start taking them in for the teachers. Not because he's a swat, just because he's my dad. I've got apples on their rider.
Delusions of grandeur at the beginning of the tour. Yeah, pistachios, apples.
I've literally got about seven bags. I might put pistachio nuts in with people's presents.
Oh, I swear to God.
I've got about seven bags of pistachio nuts. I'm not even joking. It's ridiculous.
Awful. Absolutely pathetic.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? Beef, 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 crisps. Beef, beef. Speaking of crisps, I could eat some crisps.
Could you now? You always. First.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Right. All right then. All right. Yeah. Okay, so my beef with you.
Mm-hmm.
At home, we're very, very lucky. We've got an ensuite bathroom.
Yes.
Okay. So Chris and I don't share a bathroom. We don't get ready in the same bathroom because I've got my bathroom. You've got your bathroom.
Yeah.
It's a lovely way to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously when we're away in hotels and in dressing rooms, we are sharing bathrooms again, right?
Yeah.
You do this green phlegmy shit in the sink, right?
No, I'm not shitting in the sink. That sounds like I'm shitting in the sink.
It's from your mouth. It's like greeny phlegm. You cough it up. It's vile, right? But that's fair enough. Get off your chest. You don't like rinse the sink after you.
Right.
So there's just like dried bits of grime.
Right.
Around the sink, and it's really turning my stomach.
That's not from spit. That's from putting a finger over one nostril and blasting me nose.
Oh, God! Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it dried snot?
Yeah. Fresh from the snout.
Oh, Chris,
it's like, they look like, they look like green Special K.
Why are you doing this?
Sorry.
Oh, please,
I know exactly
stop
where
it.
It was
it's
in Manchester
really...
the other day. I know exactly where you're talking
it's
about.
It's every
really
place
sorry.
We've been.
I'm sorry.
Oh, please stop that because it's really upsetting.
I'll rinse it off. I'm really sorry.
Like, I sometimes fill the sink to wash my face and I haven't been able to because it's just been...
I'm really laughing.
So not
I'm
cool.
really sorry. I get so it's the aircon
blow
in the hotel.
Your nose
when
into
there's
a
aircon
tissue?
Or heaters or stuff, I wake up and I'm all clustered.
Blow your nose into a tissue.
I feel like I can get better power, thus a better clearance of the nostril.
Put some tissue in the sink.
Mm.
God, I hate you.
I hate you sometimes.
Oh, I said so much, actually, not sometimes.
Okay, thank you for clarification. Oh, please,
right, well, stop it, because I've noticed it. It's vile. I've let it go for weeks, and now I'm like, okay, it's enough.
I'll not do it again.
Sometimes
I wake up, and there's like a full-on like trap door. There's like a big flappy trap door snot in my nose, and I have to just like, and when it comes out, it honestly, it hits the sink like a fucking cornflake.
But then rinse it out. Listen, put it down the
busy,
sink.
Busy. Time is money. Busy man. Stuff to do. To be fair, it's normally you asking us to do something.
No, you can get lost with that.
No, you did this morning. You did that this morning.
What?
Will you? It's boiling. Your exact thing. It's boiling. This isn't me beef, by the way. Chris, it's boiling. It's boiling. Turn the heating down. It's boiling. Went to turn the heating down. While I'm turning the heating down, you went, Will you get Rafe? I went, I'm turning the heating down. You went, oh, God. Like, yeah, two jobs you'd give us overlapped, and I was the dickhead.
I'm not even going to be taught because you're pissing us off at the minute, so crack on.
I'm right. Listen.
No, you're not.
My beef with you, mm-hmm. This was this morning as well. So my beef with you, fresh off the beef wagon. Mm. This morning, I told you I was going in the shower. I walked over, you were sitting at the other end of the room with Rafe. I think we were reading him a story. You were reading him Pooh in the Zoo. And I said, I'm going in the shower, Rosie. I'm going mm-hmm. in the shower. And you, it was exactly like this. You went, what? Like, Kevin the teenager from Harry Enfield.
Yeah.
You went, what? And I went, I just said I'm going in the shower. Mm. And he went, right. And I went, sorry, why are you speaking to us like this?
I didn't care to know.
And you said, and this is a direct quote, you said, you just always talk to me.
You do. You do. There's something wrong with you. That should be my beef.
You just always
you
talk
fucking talk to
me.
Constantly. You're pathetic. I don't know if, and I really don't mean this awfully to anyone who is an only child, but I think it's an only child thing.
Really?
You fucking speak to me all the time, to the point where on tour, we've actually got a rule where Chris has to just not talk to us. We're in the gym the other day, right? In the gym, had me headphones in. Chris, running on the treadmill next to us, you know, one time, Carl, I was like, no, this is my space. Shut up. Why do you talk to us all the time?
You know what it is? Call us weird. I quite like you.
Yeah, I like you too, but I don't have to. You talk to us constant. It's too much.
Wow.
I just sometimes like a little bit of like, I quite like being on my own, you know.
Mm. What your problem is, you want to talk and do stuff fully on your terms. So there's times I'm busy and you're bleating on about something. And if I don't give you 100% attention, there's fucking hell on. Do you know what this is? It's a dictatorship is what it is. It's when you're tired, everyone to bed.
Honestly,
when you're for it.
Right, okay then.
Yeah?
If that's how you feel, then leave and marry somebody else.
No, I'm alright.
All right? No, yeah, exactly, because you're obsessed with us. I'm sorry. I don't mean it to be horrible. I promise you. I am sorry because I know I can, but sometimes it's too much. I'm like overstimulated and you talk to us and I'm like, just give me some time. You know what I'm like? I love to like, I listen to podcasts and stuff and I get really into them and then you're all just like, mah, mah, mah.
Just trying to have a conversation.
But that, just like that, just getting in the shower. Like, I'm going here.
Yeah,
you
I'm going to shower.
Every
yeah,
single
and I'll tell you why I have
day.
To. And I'll tell you why I have to tell you because it has to be logged in. Because if I leave the room, and what are you doing? Wait a minute, heating's on. It's too hot. Look after Rafe. What's this? Who's that? The door? Someone at the door? The
I
door.
Don't like answering the door.
Rosie, I'm in the shower.
I hate
the door.
I hate
the door. There's a man at the door. Rosie, I'm in the shower. There's nothing I can possibly do. Door, please.
I don't enjoy answering the
door. You're ill. Honestly.
I'm not, man, because every time the bloody DVD people come on, or every lady, I'm always in my fucking towel.
Oh.
I think I live in my towel. It's
yeah.
so embarrassing.
You know what it is? That's okay. Normally what people do is they go, they have a shower, they get out of the shower, they towel themselves dry, then they get ready. You get out of the shower, and while in a towel, you have a 45-minute conversation with your fucking mate on the phone. That's why everyone always catches you in your towel.
It's called therapy. Get some.
Wish I tried to. You won't let us talk to you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send us just whatever you fancy. It's mint. Your input is amazing. And this, I've said it before and I'll say it again and I say it every night on the tour. This podcast wouldn't be what it is without the input of you wonderful, wonderful people. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be self-conscious. Send whatever you want. We'll always keep you anonymous. Thank you. That's not me thinking. Like, we've got loads. We've got absolutely loads. Mm-hmm. But I just love hearing them all.
It's
some
so
of the stuff
good.
On the tour have been unbelievable, man.
I know.
And the questions from the public are different every night. I know there was a reviewer last time we did the tour and he went,
you can't get over that.
It's fucking really fucking annoying when a reviewer goes, they've said this, but I've decided because I review things that I know better. You don't fucking know better, you prick. We do different questions from the public every night.
Well, the thing is, if it was the same, people would know.
I would be bored out of my tits if they were the same every single
night.
Well,
not just that.
Having to sit there and
people
be like,
would say,
what Rosie? What Rosie's mystery? What, you think I've got the acting credibility to stand up every night of a Rosie's mystery and go, come on, guys, what do you think it is? I fucking know because we've done it 10 times now. No, different every night. And again, Rosie.
Oh, thank you.
It's a little clap for you to say thank you for collating them all for each night. I really appreciate it. Because that's
I mean, I'm demented
just
by it, but it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'm all right.
Good for you. Right, okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris. My boyfriend and I often laugh at some of his misunderstandings. In this one, I couldn't keep to myself.
Okay.
Early in our relationship, we got onto the subject of birthstones, and I was telling him mine was an amethyst.
I've got no idea what a birthstone is. Carry on.
So every month of the year has a different stone.
Yeah, but I'm guessing I'm thinking I might have the same problem as him here because I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking kidney stones.
No.
Right.
No.
Right. So birthstone's not a bad thing.
It's not really a thing. It's just, so it's like a star sign, I think. Like,
I'm not
so
bothered.
Every, like a sapphire or amethyst or like, so every month of the year, I don't actually know what mine is, but we'll have the same one.
Oh.
We'll have the same birthstone.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Soulmates. Same year and everything. Same month, same year.
Yeah.
Meant to be. So early in the relationship, got on the subject of birthstones. I was telling him mine was amethyst. I then asked him what his was. And his reply was, a birthstone? I was never given one. As if the nurse presented it to you in the hospital.
That's fantastic.
God.
Oh, no, right. Okay, so he's come down on the other end of it to me.
Yeah,
so he thought that you had
a
medal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the little band that they give you.
Oh, fantastic.
That your mum has around you.
I was never given one. Right. Oh, bless his little heart. You got a diamond or something, but I didn't get one. And I got mine put into a little chain and I wear it round me neck.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Ramses. I'm Jez from Stoke, and I've only recently discovered your podcast, so I know I'm a few years behind.
Wow.
But I've just listened to episode 81, where you talk about the lady who thought she saw her cousin and so offered her a lift, only to discover, after the person got in the car, that the person was a total stranger. I don't remember that.
I do remember that
one. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So there's some of them I often think about. So sometimes in my life...
I don't remember that.
Sometimes in my life... I walk around, you know, in the shops or I drive around or I'm out in the world and I often for some reason, like, have little weird daydreams about what would be the most awkward and weird thing to do.
Right.
And I often think of this one because I just think sometimes, like, how... I drive past a bus stop and there's people at the bus stop. And I just think how weird and not okay it would be to just pull up at the bus stop and go, right, where's everyone going? Like, just three years jumping. Just how strange it would be. Like, even though it's a nice thing, how everyone would be like, no. Like,
I listen to far too many true crimes.
Yeah, but so that one pops into my head quite a bit because I always think, well, why did the stranger just get in? So yeah, but that one does pop in my head. But do you never do that? Do you never just think like about like weird stuff in public? Just think what could be the most awkward possible thing to do in this situation?
Oh, all the time.
Oh,
all
the time. Brain, man. Crazy. But yeah, just pulling up at the bus stop. All right, right, right. What direction? Obviously going this direction. So come on, three, just jump in. No.
Ugh.
Mr. Psycho.
I reckon my story is even more awkward, and so I had to get in touch. My family and I were shopping in Tesco on one Saturday afternoon when my youngest son and I were in the aisle with the cookies. Now, I'm a really tactile guy and quite physically affectionate with my kids, so whilst I was perusing some cookies, I pulled my youngest son towards me whilst ruffling his hair and absent-mindedly kissing the top of his head. Took me a few moments to notice that my son's hair seemed slightly darker than normal. And then my heart stopped beating completely as I realised that the boy I had brought close to me, whose hair I had ruffled and head I had kissed, was in fact another random boy who happened to be stood near to me. I yelped as I realised what I had done. And I looked down at him and said, "Whoa, you're not my son." And I will never ever forget the look of sheer terror on this poor child's face as his voice wobbled when he said, "No, I'm not." I apologised profusely and ran away to find my actual family.
Oh, God.
Eh, my word.
Oh, I feel sick. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I told you, didn't I, the other day when I was in the shop with Robin? Mm-hmm. I was standing in the queue with Robin and Rafe, and I had a hold of Rafe's hand, and Robin was just sort of standing there. And I just looked at him, and he just caught, like, I don't know, I just, you know, sometimes you just look at your kid and you go, "Oh, God, I love you so much."
Yeah.
And I just grabbed his, like, pulled his head towards us, and I just kissed the top of his head. I did exactly that, kissed the top of his head and ruffled his hair, and he just looked at us and went, "Dad, we are in a shop."
Oh no, oh no, did he?
Yeah. Oh. I was fucking devastated.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I was devastated. But I just picked up Rafe and just gave him like a million kisses and he was fine.
Oh,
and he was
that,
annoyed by the end,
that
but yeah.
Actually breaks my heart.
Yeah. "Dad, we are in a shop."
He's not gonna hold my hand soon.
Yeah, there's sometimes
I could cry.
Sometimes he'll sometimes he'll hold my hand when I'm walking somewhere with him and I look at him and I think, this, every time he holds my hand now when I'm out in public, I just think, is this going to be the time that you leave loose of my hand and you never hold it again? Huh. Yeah. It's horrible, isn't it? But we've got Rafe. Relive it all
but
again with Rafe.
He's going to get older.
Yeah, but we've got ages with Rafe yet, man. Fucking, I can't remember my life without Robin, so, you know, it's all good. And then, guess what can happen?
What?
Me and you can start holding hands again.
Ugh.
I knew that was going. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Hope you're all well. First of all, please keep me anonymous.
Always.
I was listening to the story about the squirrel love bite. Remember that? When some lad said he had love bites, but he said it was a squirrel.
Yes.
And it reminded me of what happened to my friend and her boyfriend. I'll call them Jen and Dan.
Okay.
About 2 months ago, Jen and I were chatting when she told me how Dan had had a crap weekend.
Okay.
I asked why and she told me he had gone down to London to see his mum. His plan was to get the train home on the Saturday night, but when he didn't show up, she started to worry. It's ridiculous.
Oh, she's just gullible as fuck. Are we just about to hear a story from someone who's gullible as fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
If this was my friend, I would literally be like, are you... Right, anyway. She phoned, but it was switched off. He eventually came home Sunday evening. She asked where he had been and he told her his train had been stopped in a rural area. They kicked the few people on the train off and told them to wait for the next train in the rain. He had no battery left and it was nearly 10 p.m. There were fields all around him and one barn. So Dan decided to take shelter in said barn.
No.
He figured he would be able to get some sleep there and jump on a train the next day. But he wasn't alone in there. In this barn was a single horse who proceeded to kick Dan in the head. Apparently...
Sorry.
Apparently he wasn't killed or given brain damage, so he decided to lay down and sleep. The horse didn't bother him again, and he jumped on a train home with no problems the next day. The story smelled of horseshit, so I asked Jen, was Dan okay? And that he probably needed to go to hospital after that kick.
Can I just say I've got multiple questions and points, but I'm going to leave them till the
end. I have no answers.
Right.
Okay.
But just, can I just, so far, can I just dive in so far with the cross-examination?
No.
No? Go on then. Keep going.
If you want.
Well, what train company on the planet goes, trains broke down here.
Take shelter in that barn.
Get out. Trains, rural area, middle of nowhere. You got signal? No, great. Get out. Yeah. Stand there.
No replacement bus service.
No replacement bus coming. No train coming to get you onto. No. See you later. Nice knowing you. Email to get your money back. Secondly, where's all the rest of the people gone? They've all went somewhere else, but he's went to the barn for some reason. So it happened to just stop at a rural train station. Mm. So he didn't climb... So they climbed onto a train platform then. They didn't just climb off the train in the middle of nowhere and walk through fields.
No, it's a train station.
Right, yeah. So there's fucking stuff there. Yeah. So they watch. So this is the only train station in the world that has just a barn next to it and nothing else. Next point, into
close
the barn.
Close to London as well.
Yeah, into the barn, just one horse. Probably wouldn't happen in a barn in the middle of nowhere. If there's a horse there, there's buildings around where the people who have the horse live. Final point. Definitely not what you do when you get a head injury is go and have a nice little kip straight away.
Of a horse as well.
Carry on.
The story smelled of horse shit. So I asked Jen, was Dan okay? And that he probably needed to go to hospital after that kick. And to top it all off, he probably stank of horse shit from laying in a horse's hay all night.
And from talking all that horse shit to everyone.
Jen replied, Dan was fine. He was lucky and didn't even have any bruises. His back had a couple of scratches from the hay though.
Oh, God.
And thankfully,
oh, God.
Chris... And thankfully, he didn't smell either because he borrowed some perfume from one of the other passengers who were waiting by the train station
during the night. Oh, no. Oh, love.
She believed him wholeheartedly. They're still together now.
Oh, love.
She was meant to meet a friend from another country recently. They'd been friends for 10 years or more and they'd never met. He was flying to her country and wanted to meet her, knowing she is in a relationship and purely as friends. Her partner, the horse attack victim, learned about it.
Alleged.
Yeah. Learned about it and surprised her with a holiday to a completely different country that same month when she was meant to meet this guy.
Oh my God.
What an odd setup.
Odd little couple.
I know.
Yeah.
Who's the mate from another country who
so
she's
strange.
Just friends with, who she's never met?
Well, I mean,
this
person's writing in serious code here because they don't want their friends to think.
Aye.
I mean, that the only way that story could be even more stupid is the horse also stood on his phone, and the phone somehow got signal and accessed the internet and took photos of a naked lady that saved into messages of an unknown number on his phone.
Oh, God.
The horse placed a used condom inside his pocket.
Oh, God. Do you know what it is?
Even now, the horse somehow has got his number and keeps ringing him every night, and he's got it saved as horse from barn, and he just cancels the call in front of me every time. It's really annoying.
Oh, Christ alive.
Why did he say he got kicked in the head? Why did he say he got kicked in the head and slept in a bar? So he's obviously fucked some lass. He's looked at the scratches on his back and he's went, right, what can I do here? Mm. Hair's sharp. Right, we'll work with hair and we'll extrapolate back from here.
Clearly.
Wow. Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello. So this happened right now.
Ooh.
Well, whenever it was that they sent it.
Right.
Sat watching an old live at the Apollo. As Chris was coming on, I got an itch in my vagina.
Sorry.
Unzipped my trousers to get my hand in and sort it out.
Sorry.
Turned around and noticed my partner looking at me. I had to quickly explain I was not fricking myself over Chris.
I might...
I'd be horrified if you were.
I might have got a tweet about this once.
Did you?
I'm sure a bloke tweeted me once saying that it looked like that had happened. This is ringing a bell.
All right, maybe it has. Well, there's a different story here as well.
Right.
Another story I've been desperate to tell you.
That was it then, was it?
That was just it. How are you having a wank over Chris Ramsey?
Oh, definitely not.
Another story I've been desperate to tell you is my go-to horror story of a one-night stand.
Great. Love one-night stand stories.
So do I. Got back to his and noticed he had Magic Mike on DVD. I hadn't seen it and mentioned that. Thought it was a little odd, a single man had it, but oh well. I was in a part of Bristol I didn't know, was drunk and might as well have some sex.
Right.
So we get started and things go on forever. Far too long.
Oh, we've talked about this
honestly,
before.
Man.
But
Red
when
rope.
You're drunk as well, like,
awful.
Come on.
Just fucking, just give it up.
Call
just give
it
up.
A day.
Give up. Animals do, you know.
Yeah.
Animals do. Animals just sometimes up. Just go, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Like, nah.
Yeah.
It's too long.
Too much.
Can't be bothered. I regretted my decision. So the chap obviously thought we needed refueling and disappeared. When he returned, he didn't say a word, but shoved a slice of breaded ham in my mouth.
It's your kind of date.
I mean, I would be kind of date. Buzzing.
You would absolutely love a bit of salad of cream.
Oh, hey, cream. Listen.
There you go, love. And we're off again.
Jesus, what the fuck? Spat it right out. I don't think we had any more sex that night, and I left as soon as I could in the morning. The ham still on the bedside table.
Where did Magic Mike come into this?
He messaged me for weeks after asking if I wanted to go over to watch Magic Mike. I did not.
Come on round, I've got Magic Mike and a packet of ham with your name on.
Still can't eat breaded ham to this day.
Breaded ham.
Hey, that's tragic.
So they're shagging. So let's get this right. They're shagging. They sort tired, of stop for a bit. Tired. They're tired. So he goes.
Aren't people so weird? Like what? Like.
I'd respect more if you came in with some Lucozade or some Monster Energy or something. But
or some crackers and that. Like some crackers and ham and pickle or something. Or like,
hide a bit of breaded ham in her mouth.
A bit of ham? What if she's vegetarian?
No time. Mm. Bread's vegetarian. Get it in there.
Oh, minging.
Magic Mike. I must have mentioned before about how a mate of mine at school, when we were in comprehensive school, mm-hmm. he had to go and buy another copy of Armageddon on VHS because he used to watch it whenever a girl came round, and he ran it out and he had to go and buy another one.
How do you run it out?
You could run out videos, VHS, you could run them out. If you watched VHS enough, mm-hmm. you could fuck it and you would literally run it out.
Like, how many girls did he have over?
Oh, he was a top shagger.
Who is this?
Top shagger, like. But he got another Armageddon because his first one was fucked because he'd watched it that
God.
Much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So or every time I spoke to him, was like, go around, yeah, yeah. What do you do? Just stuck Armageddon on.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd be like, why? I'd be like, oh, like they get like sad and that, and they want to cuddle and that.
Oh, God.
Bloody good looking lad. I would go as far as to say he didn't need Armageddon. I think he was using it as a crutch. Good looking lad. Good bit of banter. You know, listen, mate, if you're still relying on Armageddon, I know you're married with kids now, you didn't need Armageddon. Right?
It'd be something new now.
Listen, you were enough.
What's more up to date?
Molly and me? I don't know. Is that still really old?
They don't make films like that anymore, though, do they?
The Criers. Well, no, because people like you just watch. You get your crying fix on Instagram now.
Yeah, I do.
Can you remember, where were we? Oh, we were in a hotel the other day and we were waiting for them to bring the breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And for a laugh, I said, because you were sitting on your phone and I looked at you, I went, are you all right? You were going, I'm just watching someone surprising someone. Like, normally coming home from war, one of them.
Yeah.
And you're driving and they knocked on the door with the breakfast. And I went, can you get the door? And you went, no! And you ran in the bathroom crying. Honestly, that bloke must have thought we were having a blaring argument when he came in. You ran in the bathroom sniffing.
Give them something to talk about. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Been listening to you for a while now, but I've never emailed in. I'd love an opportunity to tell you my story.
Here it is. Here it is.
I'm 24 and have been married to my husband for 2 years. We've been together for 8 years.
Wow.
My mother-in-law treats me like the daughter she never had and often gives me clothes that she's cleared out and no longer wants, which is fine.
Okay.
Until one...
Sorry, so they've been together since I was 16?
Mmm.
No, 18. They've been together since I was 18. Mm-hmm. They've been married since they were 20. No. What the hell's going on? They're 24. Been together since 22. Yeah, okay.
They've been married for 2 years. Been together for 8 years.
Wow, okay.
Nice.
Early starters.
Until one day when she's clearing some bits out while me and my now husband were in another room. It started off quite normally. She came through holding up different bits, asking if I liked them and wanted them.
Mm.
This went on for about an hour and suddenly everything went quiet. After about 10 minutes, she came through with a serious look on her face. She looks me dead in the eyes, holds up the next item, and my jaw just dropped.
Oh, God.
Imagine the sexiest, black-laced, skin-tight lingerie you can think of. She's standing there with this tiny piece of material, with ribbons wrapped all the way around her neck to hold them off the floor. Me and my husband turned and looked at her, wondering what she was about to say. She looks at me and then says, I've only worn it a couple of times, and I know it's the type of thing he likes.
Oh, no!
Hinting towards my husband.
That, I'm sorry, That's fucking grotesque.
Awful, isn't it? She forces the little piece of material into my hands and tells me that it was going to help me on my wedding night. I said no. But when I got home, I found it hiding at the bottom of my bag. She obviously decided I needed this item in my life.
Oh,
Chris.
God.
This is the next bit, all right? This is the worst bit. To this day, my husband will not let me get rid of it. I swear he fantasizes about the day I'm going to surprise him by wearing it, despite it being his mum's, which she has freely admitted to wearing on multiple occasions. Oh. It comes up in conversation, particularly bedtime pillow talk. He asks me to wear it, and he won't even let me get a new one. It has to be his mum's one.
That's...
Run. Leave.
Fucked up. Yeah.
Get out.
Newsflash, he's still breastfeeding.
Oh, it's him. It's him. He's the one.
That's just, oh.
It's not nice, hey, is love, it?
Fancy getting a bit frisky at night? Yeah, yeah. Put on that thing of me mum's.
Oh, God.
Put on that thing that me dad fucked me mum in.
Do you know what's really sad? Your mum's like 4 times smaller than me. I couldn't even if I wanted to.
Rosie, do you want this for Chris? Couldn't get me leg in it,
Anne. I love you to death, but couldn't
get me leg in it.
Cheese great and thong.
Oh, God. Oh, don't. You've made us sad now.
Oh, sorry.
Don't like that.
Babadoo, 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 ba. This is all this email says. It just says, new ick unlocked, veterinary receptionist version.
Right.
A grown man asked for repeat medication for his puss. Oh, God. No.
Oh, fantastic. So it came in. I've just come in to get some repeat medication for me puss.
Hate it.
That's fucking rotten, that, like. Oh, that's rotten. Nah, I'm all right for that.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Long time listener, first time emailer. I actually spent the past year and a half listening from the beginning and wanted to let you know that the worst bit isn't the COVID episodes. It's the run up to COVID, because I knew what was coming, but you didn't. And it felt like living through that anxiety all over again. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'll never, ever, ever listen to that. I will never.
Do you remember when we
that.
Were like, oh, we're locked down for two, it'd just be 2 weeks. Just be a couple of weeks. It'll be over soon.
Sometimes I look at things and like photos and stuff from before then, and I'm looking at myself on the photo going, you haven't got a fucking clue what's coming. Mm-hmm. You haven't got a clue what's coming.
I know.
Oh my God. Wasn't it awful? Wasn't it fucking awful?
Horrible. Anyway. After listening to the beefs this week, it reminded me of when I worked in warehouse recruitment and the shocking number of people that had no idea what their shoe sizes were. Was that for me last week?
Oh, yeah, because you tried. I had to go and check, didn't I? Yeah.
We also asked for shoe sizes in the interview process so we could get steel toe-capped boots ready for their induction. And after all the difficult interview questions, it says in brackets, we basically let anyone in with two arms and two legs that could pass a drug test.
Right.
They were asked their shoe size. During one phone call interview, I had a guy say, just a minute, heard him put down the phone and yell, Nan, what's me shoe size?
I thought you were going to say he took his shoes off. No. Nan.
Doesn't actually know his
shoes. Oh, I love him. Oh, God, love him.
I was in shock, it says, but obviously we still hired him. Still got the job. In a different interview, this time face to face, I had a candidate that was in a full suit. One of the questions we asked was about their current/previous role. He enthusiastically let me know this position was just temporary, as his YouTube channel was gaining traction and he was waiting for it to take off. I was really impressed and asked how many followers he had.
Nan! How many followers have I got? Nan, how many subscribers have I got?
It's tickled you, hasn't it? Yeah. I was really impressed and asked how many followers he had. Quite a few, actually. 38. I replied, 38,000? Wow, he said. No. 38
That's
total.
That's outstanding. Oh.
We moved on with the interview, and when it came to the shoe size question, he stopped, stood up, and took his shoe off right in front of me to show me the size. He worked there for 3 years. His YouTube never took off. In other news, ever since seeing you in Leeds, my husband has not stopped asking me to guess his fart, and actually gets annoyed if I don't ask him before I fart. This morning... The first sentence he sent to me was, I recorded a fart this morning so you can guess it. Ick. Update. I don't know what's worse, the fact he made me guess it or the fact I guessed it right.
Oh, fantastic.
We were talking, when we're in Leeds, we were talking about the trend at the minute, which is guess my fart.
Yeah. I did my normal thing of saying it, like I discovered it, but it had been a thing for ages, been around apparently, because I don't watch TikTok.
Yeah.
So there we go.
But it is quite funny.
Wow. Very good.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, so this one's really random. I'm not going to read all of them, but it'll make sense when I say it. Listen in episode 219 about the names for the guys the girl and her best friend had slept with.
Oh, yeah, nice. Remember Nice Coat Lee and all that. Yeah.
I had to email you some of mine. My friends have begged me to write a book about them, which I've just started. Oh. I've added in some of the best ones. So I'll just tell you some of them, because there's one called Micro Penis, and I find it a bit offensive to the person who it might have been, but right, okay. You know, fair enough.
You said it now.
I've said it now. So the first one, Marketplace.
What? Oh, is there a description?
Calls this guy Marketplace.
Right, so these are, for anyone who hasn't listened to the other episode, these are nicknames that people she's hooked up with or gone out with. Mm-hmm. These are nicknames that they have gained afterwards, either from her or from her friends, something they've seen or something they've done. Okay, so for instance, people we had before, their flatmates called all these different bits. And the one we always remember is Nice Coat Lee, because a guy called Lee came round and he had a nice coat. So he was Nice Coat Lee.
Spoon-faced Ronan Keaton.
Because
he looked like Ronan Keaton if Ronan Keaton was looking in the back of a spoon.
Fantastic. So fucking harsh, but you know.
Right. So the first one's Marketplace.
This
guy came to buy a shoe unit from me. I opened the door severely overweight in my trampy housework jammies. Hair hadn't been washed in like a week, so it was all over the place. Got a message when he went home saying I look cute and gorgeous. He was 20 years older than me. I was 21. Wow. It was just after the Christmas lockdown and I was desperate, so we hooked up quite a few times. It ended bad, but not before I made him pay for a full tank of petrol and a desk for my house with the promise I'd forgive him. I didn't. I blocked him the minute he left.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, the micro penis, which you can imagine.
Okay.
Thomas the Tank Engine, Dolphin, Pissy Mouth, Halloween.
Sorry. Is there an explanation of Pissy Mouth?
No, these don't have an explanation. So, Pissy Mouth, Halloween, Emmerdale, Halloween. Turkish Basement. Oral Shop Guy. I was in Turkey last October.
This isn't Turkish Basement.
This is Oral Shop Guy.
So Oral Shop Guy, it gets described, it begins with I was in Turkey, but Turkish Basement is not this one's name.
So I'm guessing Turkish Basement might have happened the day before.
Right.
This is Oral Shop Guy.
I'm not happy about this.
I was in Turkey last October. I went and got a tattoo and was browsing outside a fake bag shop after.
I just need to interject here. I don't think we'd get on. Continue.
Fair enough. Got chatting to a shop worker and showed him my tattoo and explained the meaning, in brackets, weight loss related. So I think she's lost quite a bit of weight.
Okay.
We went into the shop and he was looking at the tattoo, which is on my hip, and he was looking at my tummy tuck scars. He then pulls my skirt down and proceeded to lick me out in the middle of the shop with people around, and we had sex in the dark.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, we definitely wouldn't get on.
On to the next one. Dollhouse.
Right.
Creeping with Creepers.
Right.
Translator. I was in hospital getting a thigh lift after losing over 10 stone in weight, and the translator had a crush on me from my tummy tuck. He fingered me through a hole in my compression
suit. This is horrible!
24 hours after major surgery.
24 hours after major surgery? This is horrible! Oh my God! So, do you know what,
I think she got it done in Turkey.
Listen to this, right?
She's living her best life. She's lost 10 stone. She's getting fingered by the translator. Just after this girl is fucking...
Finger you in two different languages. Maybe three. Listen, you know Unbreakable, the Bruce Willis movie?
No.
Where he's...
with the glass shattering on the train.
Good God. Mr. Glass is played by Samuel L. Jackson, and there's a train crash in it. Basically, Bruce Willis discovers he's got powers. He discovers he's unbreakable.
Okay.
He discovers he's like, you know, he's almost invulnerable.
Uh-huh.
And Samuel L. Jackson, it turns out, spoiler alert if you've never seen it, Samuel L. Jackson has been looking for him his whole life.
Yeah, he's the opposite.
Yeah. I think we've just found my opposite. I think this girl getting fingered in hospital and getting licked out in shops and just being like, you know, she described getting a tattoo there. Like I would describe walking to the shop for a fucking Snickers. Like, I just got a tattoo and then I was looking at the bags. We found my opposite. We found my Mr. Glass. We found my opposite.
She's just gone around Turkey, getting licked out in a shop.
Lock me in a lift with this woman and I would bang my head against the wall until I was unconscious.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
I have the most embarrassing moment to have ever happened in my entire existence. Oh. I'm now 32 years old, and although this happened 10 years ago, my cheeks still flush to a lovely magenta colour at the thought of this embarrassing time.
Oh, they're the best ones, though. The ones that wake you up in the middle of the night. Oh, it's, the ones that make you shout randomly around the house.
This is one of them. Oh, God. It was August and I had recently moved into a new apartment with my then boyfriend of 1 year. Things were going great and our sex life was still very much in the honeymoon phase. We were having sex almost every night, living on our own, not having to worry with the about the loud noises. Remember that?
Yep.
Lush. 22 years old, no cares in the world, pre-kids, pre-marriage, slimmest I've ever been, confident, etc. Slim without even trying. I do remember them days. Just eat what you want. Yeah. Just go, I'll have pasta for every meal and I'll still be a size 10. What happened to that? Anyway, we went away to Centre Parks with my parents for a long weekend, which was lovely, spending time in the spa, going for nice walks and enjoying the scenery. One night, following a few drinks, we headed back to our lodge. Things got a bit steamy and we were trying doggy style for the first time.
Eh?
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, hey, Rosie. High five me and you are more adventurous than these two people.
I know.
Oh, I couldn't reach the high five, that was pathetic.
It was mid-August, so 10 minutes in and we're both a sweaty mess. Ignorant of this, we were both enjoying it a bit too much and I started to call my boyfriend Daddy.
Oh, no, I can't. No, nah. I can't get on board with that.
I've never been into that.
I would literally go, don't say that.
Yeah,
I think I'd have to stop and go, sorry, what?
I know, I don't get that.
Nah.
I don't get it. I think it's... Is it a porn thing?
Might be an American porn thing.
It's just, no, it's never come up in my thing. But anyway, I never called him that before, but it felt good and he seemed to enjoy it.
Oh, no.
So we carried on. I got a bit too comfortable and we were both getting close until
don't.
I heard our bedroom door creak.
Oh no.
The light shone in through the crack, opening wider and wider.
Oh God.
My actual dad came in.
I honestly don't think I want to hear the rest.
Do you not?
No, of course I do, but I'm not happy about it.
Still bent over, both naked, sweat dripping, penis still inside. We froze. I put my face down at the mattress as if by doing so, I magically disappeared. My dad quickly closed the door shut and I said to my boyfriend, oh shit, and rolled out of position, back under the duvet and lay there for about 30 minutes in silence. The next day, my dad never said a word about it and still 10 years later, we have never spoken of this day.
Oh, of course you wouldn't.
My then boyfriend is now my husband. We have two children together. I've never called him daddy since. It's even weirder now that he is in fact an actual daddy.
Yeah.
And I can't ever bring myself to try doggy ever again.
Oh, you lost doggy
but
forever.
Doggy. But
oh, rest in peace.
Imagine your dad's literally like, why is she shouting at me?
Why is she shouting at me? Why is she shouting at me? Like she's reverted to being six again.
It's horrible.
Minging that like.
Daddy.
Minging.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't understand it.
I think they're just trying something out young and...
No, but
you
I don't understand how it's a thing. I don't understand why. Why, Daddy? What's happened? What's happened in your life that you have to call someone having sex with your daddy?
Trauma.
Stop it. Let's all stop it. Oh.
By the looks of it, she's got a nice dad anyway.
He sounds like a decent bloke.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch at shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. We'll be back in your ears next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.